Now think about this. If the whole law was just gone and had no relevance to us today, then I would say this, you can't even sin. Because the Bible says sin is the transgression of the law. And where there is no law, there is no transgression imputed. So the only way that you could even potentially sin is if there's a law that you're supposed to follow. Now, I don't think you would find a Christian that would say sin doesn't even exist anymore. So then here would be your question, okay, well then which sins or which laws do we have to follow? And then you can't cherry pick. It's just obviously all of the whole Bible except for that which was fulfilled in Christ. That's why it's so simple. You know, people get really confused on this. They'll say, oh, it's really confusing which parts of the Bible I'm supposed to, you know, obey. Is it really that confusing? I mean, are you really reading the Old Testament and like, I guess I need to start bringing doves to church now? You weren't thinking that, you know. Nobody is logically reading any of that thinking that they still need to do that kind of stuff, okay? Obviously, all that was fulfilled. And all the stuff that's real obvious that wasn't fulfilled, like the lying, stealing, and cheating, look, just let the Spirit of God lead you. He's going to make it real obvious to you, you know, not smiting your fellow servant, and, you know, not stealing, and not robbing, and not, you know, lying to people. That stuff's real clear that you still shouldn't do that. And Christ said, think not that I'm come to destroy the law of the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Christ didn't destroy the law. He fulfilled the law. And he changed the law. Okay? But let me prove to you, in the New Testament, that you still need to obey the Old Testament. Okay? If someone wants to come to you and be like, oh, I don't have to follow the Old Testament, take them to James 2. All right? Verse 8. For if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. Boom. You know where that's coming from? Leviticus. And then you can go back to Leviticus and say, hey, Leviticus is still in effect. He said you do well. Why? Because we're still supposed to follow that law. And we're supposed to fulfill the royal law. Now, again, you could go to another verse or two and show you how the whole law is fulfilled in one word, which would be, you know, the rhetorical thought of love, loving God, loving your neighbor. He says in verse 9, but if you have respect to persons, you commit sin. And are convinced of the law as transgressors. Here's the thing. How could you be a transgressor if the law isn't in effect anymore? Because it's still in effect. Verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Why didn't James stop and say, for whosoever shall keep the whole... Oh, wait, the law doesn't matter anymore. The law is done. No, he's saying, hey, even if you kept the whole law and yet offended in one point, you're guilty of all of it. So tell that to every repent of your sins preacher out there. If you didn't repent of every single sin, you're still guilty of all of them.